Well, good morning, everybody. I want to share with you a poem that I remember from when I was a senior in high school at Bloomington High School North. And I have to let you know, though, there's probably only one reason I remember this poem. It's because it's about cookies. But it's called The Cookie Thief. It's a really great poem. A woman was waiting at an airport one night with several long hours before her flight. She hunted for a book in the airport shops, bought a bag of cookies, and found a place to drop. She was engrossed in her book, but happened to see that the man sitting beside her, as bold as could be, grabbed a cookie or two from the bag in between, which she tried to ignore to avoid a scene. So she munched the cookies and watched the clock as the gusty cookie thief diminished her stock. She was getting more irritated as the minutes ticked by, thinking, if I wasn't so nice, I would blacken his eye. With each cookie she took, he took one too. When only one was left, she wondered what he'd do. With a smile on his face and a nervous laugh, he took the last cookie and broke it in half. He offered her half as he ate the other. She snatched it from him and thought, oh brother, this guy has some nerve, and he's also rude. Why, he didn't even show any gratitude. She had never known when she had been so galled, and sighed with relief when her flight was called. She gathered her belongings and headed to the gate, refusing to look back at the thieving ingrate. She boarded the plane and sank in her seat. Then she sought her book, which was almost complete. As she reached in her baggage, she gasped with surprise. There was her bag of cookies in front of her eyes. If mine are here, she moaned in despair, the others were his, and he tried to share. Too late to apologize, she realized with grief that she was the rude one, the ingrate, the thief. What an interesting poem. I thought about this poem because I think it hits on the message of Jesus in our gospel, when Jesus commands us to love, and then he forbids us to judge. And I think Jesus forbids us to judge for two fundamental reasons. First of all, we usually don't know the whole story, and we have the whole story wrong anyway. The second reason is that very often, when we judge, we are not merciful. The first thing, that we don't know the whole story. I believe very firmly that to understand is to forgive very often. You know, that in fact, that's in the Brothers Karamazov. It says, to understand all is to forgive all. Where we understand where people are coming from, what's happened in their lives, the wreck that they are, and the things that are going wrong with them, we're much more likely to be merciful. But usually we don't know the full story. And I have a plaque in my office, and it's signed God. And it says, just be nice to everyone. I'll sort them out later. Isn't that nice? Be nice to everybody, love everybody, I'll sort them out later. It's not our job to judge. We already have a judge. His name is Jesus. And thanks be to God that it's not up to you and me, because we usually wouldn't, not having not known the whole story, we would usually not deliver the right verdict. We usually don't know the story, and we get the story wrong, just like in The Cookie Thief. The second thing that the second reason I think Jesus tells us not to judge is because we're not very merciful by our nature. Usually when we're faced with things that are hurtful, mistreatments, insults, of things that we kind of experience that offend us, our natural reaction in our broken condition is revenge or gossip, or I'll tear him down, I'll show him, I'll talk about him, I'll whatever the thing may be. But usually when we're faced with injustices of whatever types, we are not merciful. But listen to what Jesus says. Love your enemies. And then they're not enemies anymore, by the way. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, give him your tunic also. You see what Jesus is doing here? This was a radical, radical homily that Jesus gave. And it sure as heck surprised everybody who heard it. And it should surprise us too, because we're much more of the eye for an eye type of thinking, aren't we? But Jesus says, don't, instead of judging the person that you feel has offended you or hurt you, love them. Love them. And he ends up with the golden rule that we are to do to others what we wish that they would do to us. Now this reading here is paired with our first reading in our Mass. And you know, it's a beautiful example that David offers us. Because you remember David, he killed Goliath. Well, Saul, who was the first king of Israel, he sees this go down. And he's like, man, this David is one heck of a guy. No, he kind of came out of the woodwork, but everybody was super excited and super surprised by how strong he was. And King Saul, he's like, I got to have David in my army. In fact, I want him to be a chief of the army because this guy means business. Well, he got that position and David did amazing things. And then all of a sudden, King Saul got mad one day because there was a group of people who were singing, Saul has killed thousands, but David has killed tens of thousands. And Saul was all mad because he said, I don't want everybody thinking that I'm a weakling. I want people to think that I'm the strongest person. So I'm going to kill David because everybody thinks he's the strongest right now. I'll take him out of the picture and then I'll be the best again. And he tries three times, he tries to kill David. But every time, David manages to kind of get out of the way of the bow. And then Saul is trying yet again. He's following after David with Abner, his friend, his military leader. And they're seeking David to kill him. And then they take a nap. And it's not wise. And then there they are in the desert sleeping. And David and his servant, they happen to come upon Saul and Abner who are sleeping. And David's assistant goes, Abishai, he says, now's the moment. Kill him. Kill the one who's been trying to kill you. Kill the one who's had it out for you. Kill the one who's been summoning all these people against you. Kill him. There's nobody to stop you. And what does David do? He says, I will not put my hand on God's anointed one. Because King Saul, though he is far from perfect, and though he is trying to kill me, though he's done all these wrong things, he's God's anointed one, and I won't hurt him. And you know something, that everybody's God's anointed one? We are sons and daughters of God by our baptism. And how dare we to ever hurt somebody? Because whether that we like them or not, whether they've been good to us or bad, whether whatever it is, everybody is God's anointed. Everybody is God's beloved. And Jesus, David is this perfect example of somebody who does what Jesus tells us to do in our gospel, even though very few people would do that. But that's what our call is. Jesus gives us a standard to live up to, and that standard is love. Love everybody. Don't judge them, he says. Love them. And that love has got to be a couple different things. Look at our gospel. It has to be concrete. You can't say, I love my wife and never talk to her and never be there. It has got to be concrete. And so many people say, I love God. Show it. Let me see it. Prove it by your life. It's got to be concrete. It has to be proactive. Love has to be proactive. Look, Jesus says, don't just love the people that loved you first, because that's even sinners love the people that love them. And don't just do good to the people that were nice to you, because even sinners do that. Don't just lend money to the people who are going to pay you back. Even sinners do. It has to be proactive. A lot of us love reactively. Oh, I'll love you if you're good to me. If you do something nice for me. If you buy me dinner, I'll buy you dinner. You know. But this Jesus says that this love has got to be proactive. And you know something else? The third thing our love has... We in flesh love. That's what we're meant to do. Jesus is God. And he put flesh and bones on love. Because God is love. And you and I who receive his body and blood at every holy mass, we better in flesh his love too. And that's not judgment. And so we ask the good Lord that we might live good lives, that we might love and not judge, so that one day when we face the only judge that there is, which is Jesus, we will be judged wise, or that we will receive the mercy that we have given to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.